And how y'all doing out there?
Good, and glad to finally get you in here after multiple invitations to come back and see us. I just decided to drop in yesterday, get me a little more CBG oil and a lemon water, and convince you to come in and give us an update on what's happening in the world of hemp.
Well, thank you, thank you. We've been a little busy down there, and we're coming out with some new products and meeting new people and helping people all over Fairhope and Mobile County.
There's a variety of products and cannabinoids that do different things, and we talk about it kind of in a general sense, but you're much more of the expert. So tell us what you've been focusing on lately.
Well, what I've been focusing on lately is a cannabinoid called CBN, and that is cannabinol. It's the C in THC. So cannabinol by itself is the way we offer it. We offer it in a gummy form or in a tincture. And what that does is it relaxes you. It's a somewhat of a sedative. So we have a handful of patients that have been on Ambien for over 10 years and just tired of it, tired of being somewhat in handcuffs.
The side effects.
And Ambien, I've never really experienced it, but I hear it's not real pleasant to be on or to try to come off of.
Yeah, so, I had a friend that was on Ambien, and she would sleepwalk, sleep talk while on it. One time, she actually got in her car and drove to Walmart and called her dad on the phone while she was asleep.
Well, you know,
I've heard some nightmares too. I had a friend that was on it, and she would get up in the middle of the night and cook, and then leave it and almost burnt the kitchen down. Uh-huh. And her husband had to lock like hallway doors and things to keep her from wandering. So if you can find an alternative to that still helps you sleep without those crazy side effects. So that's what CBN can do.
Yeah, it's the C in THC. So CBN by itself, the way we offer it at Fairhope Hemp, is no THC. So it's not just about getting high. There's many other cannabinoids from the cannabis plant that are so helpful, natural, with almost no side effects. It's unbelievable.
And without the psychotropic or high effect.
Correct, correct. So like I said, CBN is very good for winding you down, relaxing you, and helping you enjoy a full night of sleep. And then when you wake up, you feel like you haven't taken any prescription drugs. There's no side effects. You're not drowsy.
No jet lag.
Well, cool. It's very helpful in that aspect, for sure.
I want to remind folks, as usual, when we have a guest here, please don't feel like you're interrupting. Give us a call. That's what this show is. A call-in show at 928-9228. And don't forget to check your calendar for birthdays and anniversaries. We have several names on the list for the Chili for Charity cook-off tickets that we will give away at the end of the program. So please give us a call. We will hold the thought in between as we talk to John from Fairhope Hemp.
And also, if you don't mind, if anybody out there is curious about cannabis, hemp, or any of the products, please don't hesitate to call in and ask me a question if you're just unsure, or if you don't want to do it over the air. Feel free to come on in at 505 Fairhope Avenue, in between the library and the post office, and across the street from Coastal College. Pop in. If you have any questions, concerns, or you just don't know, come on in and let's sit down and chat.
And you don't mind being put on the spot so they can call in during the show.
Absolutely. Okay. Good. Absolutely.
Good idea.
Yeah, if there was any question of whether this was legal or not, you're right between the federal post office and the city library, so you can't get much more law-abiding than that.
Yeah, we're very thankful for the 2018 Farm Bill Act, and that was signed, I believe, in December, late December of 2018, and it legalized hemp on a federal level. So it's very helpful. It's helped a lot of people, and we should be very proud of our our government for doing that for us.
Well, and but you're, to me, you've always been so impressive because you jumped on the ball. You started farming it. You're not just out to make a buck and sell it. You were literally doing an organic farm-to-table process so that when somebody wants a product like the CBD or CBG or CBN or THC from hemp, you know it's a nice quality locally grown product.
Well, it's like anything that I get involved with, I want to learn every aspect of it myself, hands on, and know exactly where it came from, what it does, how it can affect you or a loved one. And I just like to be as much informed as I can, so I can share that with others.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you talked about yesterday when I dropped by was this new, well, it's not new, it's an old, of course, scientific concept, but homeostasis and how CBD or cannabinoids can help us reach that.
Right. So it's all stems from the endocannabinoid system. So all mammals have an endocannabinoid system.
Okay.
And what that is a natural system in all mammals that help us get to homeostasis, which is balance. So, for example, have you ever had a day in your life recently that you just had a great day? You feel good, your emotions are good, your pain is at an all-time low, and you just have you're just having a great day.
Okay.
It probably doesn't happen as often as you like, but once in a blue moon, you just have a great day. Like if someone says something derogatory towards you, it doesn't really bother you. You're feeling good. Your aches and pains are at an all-time low, and you're just having a great day. That is when you are experiencing homeostasis.
Okay.
So how you get to homeostasis is through cannabinoids. There's three different forms of cannabinoids. There's naturally occurring cannabinoids.
Mm-hmm.
There's plant-derived cannabinoids.
Okay.
And synthetic cannabinoids. So plant-derived cannabinoids come from like pepper, some daisy flowers, kava, and cannabis.
Okay.
So if your body is lacking homeostasis or you're just out of balance, oftentimes you go to your doctor and they'll prescribe you Xanax, Zoloft, Adderall, whatever, to try to get you back in homeostasis.
Okay.
So basically,
or maybe hormones.
Or hormones, or whatever it might be, whatever you're lacking in your endocannabinoid system. So a good way to get back to homeostasis is through cannabinoids, because that's what adjusts your bodily functions. So in your endocannabinoid system, you have two different receptors that accept cannabinoids. You have a C1 receptor that is connected to your brain and your spinal cord, and then you have C2 receptors that are in all your organs and soft tissue.
Okay.
So different cannabinoids are accepted through different C1 and C2 receptors. So for example, THC is absorbed through your C1 receptor, which is through your brain. That's why when you use THC, you have a euphoric effect, or you get high.
Okay.
So with CBG, cannabigiol is absorbed through your C2 receptors, through your organs and your soft tissues. That's why it's one of the best cannabinoids for anti-inflammation. So different cannabinoids are absorbed through different C1 or C2 receptors, respectively.
Okay.
Huh.
It's a little in depth, but if you Google endocannabinoid and read about it, it's very intriguing and it's very...
It is very interesting. I just Googled it. I typed in how can cannabinoids influence homeostasis, and several different articles have come up, and part of it, I was reading along with part of what you were saying.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
yes.
I mean, it can be a little bit complicated, but the it's internet, out there, and the proof is out there.
And the internet will help it break it down.
Right.
In a way that where you can understand it.
Very much so. Hmm. And so, for instance, I use my CBG oil because you said that's been compared to almost an Adderall that some people have been able to get off of, because I use it when I have anxiety.
Correct.
Specifically, usually interstate. I don't like driving on the interstate, driving mm-hmm. over the bayway, stuff like that. So I'll take a dropper before I pull out of the driveway, and it just gives me a calm focus.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So mm-hmm. CBG is about focus, energy, and it's very good for anti-inflammation as well. So it kind of knocks the edge off,
right?
If you will, and you start focusing on things you don't normally focus, because it's almost like you don't get frazzled as easily as if you did if you weren't using the product.
No, that's very true. That's why Mark is like, "Where's your oil? Take it."
Yeah. I use the CBG because she gets crazy, and I'm like, "Take your CBG oil."
But seriously, I just take
but
it.
But seriously, I do that.
I take it occasionally, but what you're saying here is we need to be taking this daily.
Well, it's like a vitamin. And your body uptakes it through your endocannabinoid system, and it helps you regulate throughout the day.
Uh-huh.
Well, sure. And I've got arthritis, and you know, my doctor told me to take ibuprofen whether you're hurting or not. You take it, as they say, prophylactically to help prevent, you know, things from going bad and stuff. And so this would be a natural way to do that, along the same theory kind of thing.
And another thing about CBG is that it is, let me word this properly. CBG, when you're under the influence, it resists the spread of cancer cells in mammals. So it's almost like it puts a slick coating, if you will, on your red and white blood cells, so cancer is unlikely to cling and spread through your body.
Hmm. Okay, so kind of like you put a layer of paint on a boat, you know, to help keep it from rusting out in the water.
So it's amazing. If you Google CBG and the effects, it's truly mind-boggling what it can do for you or a loved one.
Now, I've got an article open right now where I had, just like I said, I Googled. This is all about CBG and the endocannabinoid system, CBD. Are they using CBD interchangeably?
Yes, in general, when they're talking about an article.
So do we use both? Do we mix D and G together? How do we know the combination?
Okay, so there's over 100 different cannabinoids in the cannabis plant.
Mm-hmm.
And the top four or five cannabinoids that we know most about that we've researched is THC, CBG, CBN, CBD, and CBC.
Okay.
So it's a lot of information in a short period of time, me talking about it over the air. But the top cannabinoids are CBG. CBG is the mother cannabinoid of all cannabinoids. It's the rarest in the plant, but it's one of the most beneficial in what it does and how it can provide you with a comfortable lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people today fight inflammation and don't even know it. So like when you roll out of bed and you're a little bit stiff, that's inflammation. And as you go throughout the day, aches and pains, bumps and bruises, and then also with focus and energy, which a lot of people are lacking as they get older, like myself and
sure,
others,
yeah.
CBG just helps almost bring the fountain of youth back.
Okay.
So it gives you energy and focus, and it has five times the anti-inflammation properties as CBD. The reason CBD is so popular is because hemp is primarily made up of CBD, like 90% of the plant. So that's why you hear CBD a lot, because it's the most prevalent cannabinoid in the plant.
Okay.
Not necessarily the most beneficial.
Okay. Now, how do you go about separating the CBD, the CBG, et cetera? I mean, you're...
Well, that is done in a very sophisticated laboratory.
Okay.
That is done by temperature and pressure.
Okay.
So, let's say you take a raw cannabis plant and you extract the oil from the plant. So, you have what's called a full spectrum CBD oil.
Okay.
From there, it's run through a short path distillation machine, and the cannabinoids are separated at a molecular level at different temperatures.
Okay.
So let's say THC will fraction off at 238 degrees, and let's say CBG will fraction off at 272 degrees.
Okay.
So that is very scientific, and it's done by a multi-million dollar machine. So that is done in a federal FDA certified lab to break down all the separate cannabinoids at a molecular level.
So do you have to send off for that to be done? I see some kind of machinery in your at Fairhope.
So when I first started about 5 years ago, I bought a short path distillation machine and taught myself how to go from the plant to from the crude oil down to a full spectrum CBD oil. That's how I started. And that machine was very expensive, and I had to scrape, dig, and come up with the money to buy that machine. But it was very helpful for me to understand how things get started and how to extract the oil from the plant from the first step. But from then on, I have partners that help me split it down further into the different cannabinoids, which I formulate, bottle, and sell today.
Okay. Yeah, because I would think it's a much more complicated lab process than in the back office.
Correct. Okay. Correct. But it's amazing at the different cannabinoids and what it takes to separate them and the lengthy process it is. It's mind blowing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I know I got some buddies out there like, shoot, John, I got a moonshine still. We can try it on that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little more regulated.
It is, and it's a lot more finite. And being so many cannabinoids and fractioning it off at different temperatures, it's a vast science, and I leave that to the experts.
There you go. Well, let's take a break just a moment. This is Swap Shop 928-9228. Lines are open. And please don't feel like you're interrupting. Give us a call. Don't forget about birthdays and anniversaries.
Yep, if you got anybody with a birthday or an anniversary, give us a call because we are giving away those Ecumenical Ministry Chili for Charity tickets, so get those birthdays in.
Very good. That is February the 25th. In fact, we'll play more about that in just a moment.
Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory is honored to have been named the Eastern Shore Chamber's 2021
transitions from working on cars to cannabis.
That's a good story.
Yeah, well, how it happened is I have a daughter. She's 9 years old now. But back in mid-2018, she has a vision problem. She's got congenital nystagmus, and she's nearsighted and farsighted. So congenital nystagmus is an oscillation in your eye where your eye moves from left to right kind of uncontrollably. And so I was just researching and reaching out to people to find out how I could help her. And I spoke with the ophthalmologist, and I heard about hemp and CBD just coming on the scene, you know, late 2017, early 2018. And I asked him, you know, is there any merit in that? And he said, well, he doesn't know. He's never researched it or never tried it on a patient. So he said, feel free to try it. So I ordered some CBD from California and in a gummy form, obviously no THC, and gave it to my daughter. And it within 30 or 45 minutes, it drastically reduced the oscillation in her eye. And it just hit home with me, and it was unbelievable.
Wow.
And I was like, you know, this is not a placebo effect. This is real. It's happening to my child. And ever since that day, I dove head over heels in research and about hemp and its benefits and how it could help myself, my child, or other people. And I found out that in late 18, the federal government signed the 2018 Farm Bill Act, which legalized hemp on a federal level, and it blew my mind. And then in early 19, the state of Alabama reached out online to Alabama companies to become part of their hemp program. I found out about it. I applied for it, did the background check, and was approved, and started growing, and here I am today.
That's amazing. That's a great story.
And at first, we used other people's product, and then as I learned how to grow it and process it and dispense it, I went from one product, and now I think we have 23 products.
Wow.
And we just, instead of me helping people with their automobiles, I'm helping people with their health and well-being, and it's just amazing. I had a great life helping people getting back on the road with a broken down car, and I felt so gratified doing that. But now helping somebody with their health and well-being, it trumps that by 100-fold.
Right.
So I'm still in the service industry, but more in the health and well-being industry instead of the automotive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. You know, a lot of my customers, like you and other people that I've helped throughout the years, I think I did that about 8 or 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2010, we opened up when my son was about 6 months old. We're helping those people through cannabis instead of working on their cars, and it's just amazing the support and the appreciation of changing uh-huh. businesses. Mm-hmm. And they enjoy the product so much, it's just opened a lot of people's eyes what cannabis is and how it can help them.
Yeah,
because it's really become an alternative to prescription pills in many cases.
It has, and it's helped people get from anywhere from getting a full night of sleep to help them with maybe some back or hip pain.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard, at least personally, one or two stories where folks thought they were going to need some surgery because of the pain.
Yeah.
And once they got on one of your products,
it truly is amazing.
They didn't have to have the surgery anymore.
In how the human body works.
Wow.
For other things, and cancer, you know, being cured not through cannabis, but just the human body is so powerful and so amazing. It really is a complex thing out there.
Well, you know, as they say, God put everything on this green earth we needed, and as time goes by, you learn how it works and how we need it. So.
Yeah, and I just, the president just signed a bill for more research in cannabis.
Oh, good. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Hey, good. Kim, how are you?
Yeah, doing good. Hey, I got a testimony for John.
Oh, good. Okay. Kim Jones, Bay Music.
Hey, how you doing?
Brother, doing good, John. How's it going, brother?
Great to hear from you.
Hey, I got several things to say. Well, my mother was, and you guys have heard this story, when my mother was getting older, she was having the beginning of dementia, roaming at night, walking out the door, getting up in the middle of the night trying to cook, you know, the routine stuff, on some really serious drugs. And I know nothing about hemp, period. I'm not going to lie to you. And I came in and talked to you, and you hooked us up with some with an additive that we could give her, and within 12 hours, the roaming quit. And, yeah, I still locked the door, but everything got better. It was cost-effective. It was cost-efficient. It was physically effective, physically efficient. And the big thing was when I told the doctors what I was doing, and we were seeing a lot of doctors taking a lot of drugs, they were supportive.
Yeah.
There was no negative. We got no negative response from the physician.
Why didn't they suggest it then? That's got to be frustrating. Well, what a beautiful story.
It is frustrating. I have no idea why they don't suggest it.
That,
I don't, I'm,
But thank you for sharing.
I'm not saying it cured her. What I am saying is it stopped the symptoms almost immediately. You know, I stayed up all night once just to make sure. And she slept all night.
And you could start sleeping again, too.
Yeah. So it's not just, you know, if you're a caregiver, at least look into it. At least go talk to John, because he knows his stuff. And don't be afraid to tell the doctors, because, you know, you're doing what you think is right. And when it works, it works. And I tell you in a heartbeat, go up there and talk to John, because he knows his stuff. And if he doesn't know it, he knows where to find the answers.
Very nice.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. You made her last year's really good.
Well, we love you.
Love you too, bud.
All right. That's Kim Jones, Bay Music. We love you too, Kim. Very beautiful story. I forgot she had told me that story.
Well, you know, I get several doctor referrals nowadays from neurologists, from other orthopedic doctors.
So they're coming around. They're coming around.
They're just reading the research. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they're in the loop with what's going on in the federal research. And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, it just is. When you have a patient come in and say, hey, doc, cannabis is working for me, your opioids aren't, it is what it is. And I'm sure the doctor has some compassion for the patient by not getting him hooked on opioids. And if a legal hemp product derived from cannabis is working, so be it.
Yes. That's
it just is.
Do you recall which specific product she used for that?
I believe that was some time ago. I believe that was my full spectrum CBD oil that I first started with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It really was. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure was.
All yeah. Right. Well, that's a great story. Thank mm-hmm. you, Kim. 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open for the Gulf Coast Swap Shop, and we'll be right back.
Listen for Dr. Lou on the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review, Mondays from 10:05 until 11 a.m., brought to you in part by Spriggs Enterprises.
But it is just beyond belief. You know, Lori, I wish I could be unhinged one day on this show. Somehow we got to figure that
You're
out.
You're not unhinged now?
Yes.
There's more? Fairhope Living is now a locally published independent magazine, no longer a franchise. The print version is mailed to every mailbox in 36532, along with P.O. boxes in Montrose and Point Clear. However, to continue receiving Fairhope Living in your mailbox after the January 2023 issue, you'll need to subscribe for only $20 a year. Help support this local magazine, written and produced by locals, for locals. Visit fairhopeliving.com to subscribe or to view the magazine online, fairhopeliving.com.
For this afternoon, we'll have mostly sunny skies, a high 58.